Women and children in the faint of heart may wish to leave now.
I can't stop yawning. It must be all that orange pineapple juice.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It's okay.
Put some pineapple in it. And some rum.
That would make it better.
A little rum, a little pineapple, a little orange.
I'll yeah, I have no rum at this point in time.
I'll take it.
All right.
A little captain's, some spiced rum.
You leave Morgan alone.
A little, what are they, coconut in there? He's like tropical.
And now, all I can think of is Zazu, a lovely bunch of coconuts, fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, diddly-dee-dee, there they are, standing in a row. Big one, small one, some as big as your head.
That's my favorite song.
Oh shit, that's funny.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, hey. Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here.
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Hello and welcome to episode 56 of Palka, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. We are the podcast organization without a cool acronym. I am, of course, TFG1 Mike, one of your hosts. Joining me is Peacock Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, because apparently I talk really, really fast. Today is the 56th day of...
John Machida Jr. We'll get him in here. He'll do this for you.
God, I wish. Oh, God, it would be so much easier.
He's already done 3 Micro Machines commercials, your intro and your outro.
I know, right? Today is the 56th day of summer. This means that it is the day that GCR continues our new Phineas and Ferb podcast for the summers of 2016 and 2017. So, Michael, are you ready to be celebrating 10 years of Phineas and Ferb? Because it has been 10 years this year. Oh, my God.
Be living, always really focused.
You blarf in the corner. And it's not Nary G, please. No, no, no questions. No, save all your questions till the end. Yes. So we've got the Secret of Success and the Doof Side of the Moon today. We're going to get into Secret of Success after this.
Ladies, Belgi, this seminar is for high school kids. What are you doing here?
Well, I usually attend college-level conferences, but I thought I would dumb it down for the weekend.
Are we supposed to take notes?
Leaders of the future, let's give it up for Ted Shaw! Greetings, leaders of the future! I am Ted Shaw. I may be young, but you're never too young to be a success! So get ready to learn my easy steps to achieving your goals! Woohoo!
Oh, brother.
All right, it is time to learn the secrets of success, because Phineas and Ferb are building an ATV powerful enough to handle extreme terrains, even buildings. Well, plus mud.
And mud.
Meanwhile, Candace and Stacy go to a leadership seminar where Candace learns the steps needed to achieve her ultimate goal of busting her brothers. Dr. Doofenshmirtz is hosting the Telethon of Evil. Because it's live, backwards.
That's right. Telethon of Evil. With the Preemptinator.
Yeah, the Preemptor.
Just don't preempt his preempting.
Yes.
Perry on the phones. He's dialing in. Perry's like, oh, never mind.
I swear, if no one calls in the next 5 seconds, the platypus gets it.
That comes from somewhere. Where does that come from?
I don't know. We'll find out in a little while, but I don't know.
He will tell us where that comes from. It sounds familiar. It's something like, buy this book or the dog gets it, or something like that. I forget. I'm sure someone in the wiki will mention it.
So we've got two new songs in this episode. We've got All Terrain Vehicle, and we've got Give Me Your Money by Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Give Me Your Money. Cause it's something about TV cameras, seminars, and monster trucks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Most of this episode just kind of like went over my head. I'm like, what?
Really?
Well, I mean, honestly, it starts off, it was such a breakneck pace. They didn't really explain much of anything. Doofenshmirtz has TV cameras he's stealing. Stacy wants to go to a seminar, and something about monster trucks. I'm just like, I don't see how any of this is going to tie together. I've already lost interest.
Yeah.
And aside from Stacy getting a boyfriend, really nothing really interesting happens here.
Yeah, but I don't think that boyfriend lasts too long.
He's probably not even a recurring character.
No, I don't think so. And apparently, because Stacy stayed behind at this seminar and got different tips, you know, this leads her to become president of Uruguay in Quantum Boogaloo. Good luck with that llama legislation, Stacy.
You know, they're all about blarfing in Uruguay.
Yeah, I guess. I still don't understand what Freepo means. I mean, Candace's guesses include frequent rampages encourages enormous perpendicular octagons. Free raccoons enter existential plastic origami.
I like the way her mind works. So, what was interesting here, which is something we don't normally get, is Doof being kind of evil. He's actually shooting weapons at people.
Yep.
So, the kids preempt the news story that Doof has preempted with his telethon, and he's so enraged by the fact that they have preempted him that he starts to shoot at them from his floating skiff thing. So yeah. That's pretty evil.
Yeah, that is very evil.
You don't normally get him trying to murder people on the highway.
Yeah, no. So Perry turns into Jaws in this. He pulls out some giant metal teeth and cuts through the thing. That's the James Bond villain Jaws.
Oh, Jaws. Oh.
Not the shark. Quit jumping the shark.
I don't remember a shark. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Well, that's the first thing that hits my
mind. Not the shark.
I'm a huge James Bond fan, so, you know, I don't think 007. I think, Steven Spielberg hits... Dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da.
Dun dun.
So the best part is that Candace actually gets busted in this episode.
Yeah, she does. You were driving a full size car?
Poor Candace. You know, it's like, you know, just look outside. The car has already disappeared. So yeah. Technically there's no proof that I was driving a car.
Yep.
So all terrains include the sky and the moon. That's where the car went. It went to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moon. It's got rockets.
Tom Kenny is in this episode.
Really? Where?
TV announcer.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
That's funny. I was actually thinking that was one of the regulars.
Nope. That's Tom Kenny.
That is interesting. I would not have picked him out there.
Jason Spizak is the voice of Ted Shaw. The Ted Shaw is the guy that did the seminar.
I thought you meant Tom Kenny was
no.
Ted Shaw.
No. Jason Spizak was Ted Shaw.
Who's Jason Spizak? What's he in?
I'm working on that.
All right. Well, he's probably one of the regulars.
I've never seen his name before on this.
Sounded like a familiar voice.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't remember what the announcer Where was the announcer?
It was the TV thing. It was on the TV itself when they were showing the TVs.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember. I like Tom Kenny, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah, we talked to him once or twice.
For hours.
Yeah. I mean, you know. When you call SpongeBob on Skype and he's really mad at you and it doesn't get recorded, you really can't prove that he was really mad at you now, can you?
That's terrible. Can we call you back and talk to you for 2 more hours? So this episode in general, I'd give it... I'm leaning toward a 2. It's not my favorite. In fact, now that I'm actually looking like at my notes and trying to decipher them, I'm not entirely sure what happened during this episode. Again, TV cameras, seminars, and something about monster trucks. Yeah. Oh, it was all-terrain vehicles, not so much monster trucks, but yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. I think it's fun. I don't think it's as bad as a 2, but it's middle ground, so I'll give it a 3.
There was a song in there somewhere, too, I think.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd give it a 2. Not as happy with this one.
Jason Spizak, he's done various voiceover stuff. He has done several live-action things as well. He was in the 2010 series Lie to Me. He was in an episode of that. For voiceover stuff, he's done Digimon Revenge of Diabromon from 2005. He is Justin Hammer in Avengers Assemble. He's Gator Boy in Ben 10.
Nope. Didn't ring a bell.
All right.
Sounded familiar. I don't know.
He's in Star Wars The Clone Wars as Lux Bonteri.
Nope.
You're the one that's supposed to be watching this stuff.
The Clone Wars? That was...
Yeah.
Clone Wars was a long time ago. I mean, it was six seasons. How am I supposed to remember what randomly poorly named Star Wars guy he was?
Wow. Okay, then.
What's your name? Right. Bib Fortuna. Okay. Yeah, that's a classic Star Wars name. What's your name? Cy Snoodles. Oh, that's quite a mouthful. On the end of a long tube.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to rotate the moon to see if the dark side actually moves with it. Sadly, no, because it's doof. So... we'll be back after this.
That is a firm pish tosh. I'll take ninja discipline over creative whimsy any day.
Well, I just think
Irving,
that...
you're my little brother, so it's my duty to teach you all my secrets of self-defense.
I'd rather see what Phineas and Ferb are doing.
What's in the box, anyway?
It's my old collection of spy cameras. I'm gonna bring them to Phineas and Ferb and see what they can do with them.
Give me those!
Give them back, Albert!
Oopsie.
You pick those up, Albert!
Make me. That is, if you're ninja enough.
You're a jerk. I'm gonna go play with Phineas and Ferb.
Fine. You realize these cameras are now forfeit.
Yeah, sure, Jenny. But what have whales ever done for me?
Well, hello.
Fine, okay, if that's the way you feel, I'll just get somebody else to help me bust my brothers.
I'll help you.
Are you talking to me?
As a damsel in distress, I have to help you, m'lady. It's part of my medieval knight's code.
I'm out of here.
But don't you want to bust your brothers?
I'm listening.
Well, have you considered applying the manly science of spy cameras to your problem?
Spy cameras? Wouldn't it be easier to just show my mom what Phineas and Ferb make?
I don't know. Is that easier?
No! No, it's not easy! It's never easy! I need help!
And manly technological surveillance.
I need nerd help! Will you help me?
You have my word. My nerd word.
All right. The doof side of the moon. Phineas and Ferb plan to put Danville on the map by building the world's tallest building. However, Candace teams up with Albert and utilizes his expertise to bust her brothers. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz wants to be responsible for all the evil in the tri-state area. And since he believes that evil levels rise during a full moon, he plans to rotate it so that only the infamous dark side of the moon faces Earth.
Yep. Yep. I think a second grader could see the error of his ways.
Well,
definitely third grade science would explain why this is not going to work. This is a slightly akin to setting fire to the sun.
To be fair, that was Kevin's plan. I mean, yeah. That wasn't Doof's plan.
Damn zebras. Yeah. So,
no, not Kevin the zebra.
I named him that. So Danville has grass, milk, and smiles. I love that. But they need a tourist attraction.
So this is where the problem for me comes with this episode. They've already done this. I understand they're wanting to do something for Danville, but the tallest building in, like, ever.
I think they've done it.
They've done it. You know why they have already done it? They did it way back when we talked about Thaddeus and Thor, when they built the giant fort.
Oh, wait a minute.
The giant fort had all these levels, had everything, all this stuff, almost all the way up to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They've done this before. So Phineas and Ferb are running out of ideas, and they're going back and repeating past stuff.
This is old hat for Albert and Irving.
Well, Thaddeus and Thor was before Albert and Irving were around, but yeah.
Thaddeus and Thor and Al. Oh, they're not the same character?
No!
Oh my god.
Thaddeus and
a lot like the same character.
No. Thaddeus and Thor. Thaddeus was like an evil version of Phineas. And Thor was, I don't know what kind of anti-version of Ferb that he was, but they were Mandy's brothers, because Mandy is voiced by Leaky, and Candace get into an argument over whose brothers could build a better fort, and Phineas and Ferb basically break Thaddeus and Thor's brains.
Okay, I remember that now.
Because remember, Thaddeus told Thor, gum me. And Phineas tried to do it to Ferb, and Ferb was like, oh, please. So, Doof side of the moon. I like this. This is fun. This is a funny episode.
Doof wants to rotate the moon with the lunar rotatinator.
That's basically just in his building. He puts his building in the upper atmosphere. Oh god. Doof, what are you doing?
Oh, wait a minute. No. The lunar rotating, that was, you're thinking of criminy. What was the, you're thinking of We Call It Maze.
Oh, okay.
That was when he had the Death Star.
Oh, that's right.
This isn't the Death Star. This is like a little laser that pops off the top of his regular building, his terrestrial building.
Oh, okay, that's right.
But I don't like Albert and Irving as characters, right?
Yeah.
But Albert's got a lot of really good lines.
He does.
He's like ninja discipline over creative whimsy.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that is awesome. I want ninja discipline. That's what I want. You have my word. My nerd word.
Word. You gave her your nerd word. You only have two left.
I didn't get that. Why would you only have three nerd words?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Is that like a rule? A nerd word rule? Can I only give my nerd word three times? Over the course of a lifetime, or do they replenish?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't even know where that reference came from.
Okay, so here again, grain of salt, because I know you, as much as I love the people at the Phineas and Ferb Wikipedia. Let's see, where is it? Irving said that Albert has only got two nerd words left. This refers to some magic creatures like Aladdin's genie, whom has the powers to grant. So it's a wish thing, limited to only three.
So bad. What about his medieval knight's code?
It does not have the
chivalry is not dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so the best part about this though is the building, because the building literally builds itself.
Yep.
And it doesn't build itself like, here's some walls. It builds itself like there's these weird contraptions that fold out and extend and rotate, and there's a Venus de Milo that pops up, and
yep,
and a clamshell, and fountains, and confetti, and it's just the coolest thing. It's strangely beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's a cool montage, and it's a cool song. I mean, the song is very catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of repeats itself in the lyrical genius way of AC/DC. Except without so much bagpipes.
Stack of steel, laying bricks, pounding nails and moving up quick. 2x4s and RSJs, concrete blocks and bales of hay. Stacking steel, laying bricks, pounding nails and moving up quick. 2x4s and RSJs, concrete blocks and bales of hay. Stacking steel, laying bricks, pounding nails and moving up quick. 2x4s and RSJs, concrete blocks and bales of hay. Stacking steel, laying bricks, pounding nails and moving up quick.
Except without so much bagpipes. Do they even use bagpipes? I don't know.
I think somewhere in Ferb's lineage there are bagpipes
involved. Oh yeah, I meant AC/DC. I don't think Axel.
Yeah.
I don't think Axel uses bagpipes.
Oh, Angus plays the bagpipes. Axel. Oh, that's right, because he played for. See, now we're dating ourselves at this. Yeah, Axl Rose played with from Guns N' Roses played with AC/DC for a summer.
Isn't he still doing that though?
No. Guns N' Roses is actually back on tour.
I know they are.
Seeing them in November.
November what?
I don't remember. It's far enough in the future now that it's possible that it might not happen. Because Axl Rose and Slash. They decide that they hate each other again. Yeah. It could happen any day now. I don't know.
Supposedly, they're going to be here in Louisville for the first time in a very long time at the KFC Yum Center November 3rd.
Terrible name for an arena. The KFC Yum Center.
Oh, because Yum Brands and Yum owns KFC, so...
It's awful. It's an awful name.
Well, the last one we had was Freedom Hall. And then we got Broadbent Arena.
See, ours has been the United Center forever.
Forever, yeah. Well,
it's the United
Center.
You know, it's where the Bulls play. They don't have to sell their team.
Yeah. Broadbent Arena doesn't get used much. I mean, the last time I saw it get used was my high school graduation. Before that, we had the Louisville River Frogs hockey team, and people in Kentucky don't know shit about hockey.
Like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So I just get a lightning flash in my eyes here. Tourism ad announcer in this episode, guess who voices her?
Who?
Jennifer Grey, a.k.a. Jeannie Bueller, a.k.a. Baby from Dirty Dancing.
No way.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, it's true.
I thought I heard the slight hint of a nose job in there.
Dude.
Well, she doesn't look like that anymore. It's just wrong. She's still pretty, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
Giant baby head.
Yeah.
giant band. It's just kind of partially hidden. This is like the second time we've seen the baby head in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's becoming more frequent. This is a sign of the coming apocalypse. So be on the watch out for that. But I especially like the new in-box action figure floor.
New in-box action figure?
That was one of the floors. They were giving Albert a tour.
Right.
And they're like, well, here's the new in-box action figure floor. And it was like, you know, like a whole room full of boxes of toys.
Oh, don't go stealing those.
I'm going to open all the boxes.
No, you're not going to open all the boxes.
Totally going to. I'm going to sneak in there and open all the boxes. I can't really now, though, because the whole building's on the other side of the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame. That was funny. It's like, how do we know when it's done? And bonk, it hits the moon.
Yeah, yeah, it's done.
I guess we're done. They could have kept building and pushed the moon out of place, you know, out of orbit a little bit and destroyed the lunar tides.
Yeah.
Caused mass destruction on Earth. That would have been cool to see.
That would not have been good.
Candace says, for a nerd, you rock. Yes. Yes, I do.
This one was hilarious.
Well, no, what I like the best is he traps Perry, and he's like, why do you keep sneaking in, or why do you keep rushing over here just to trap yourself? It doesn't make any sense. Why do you do this? But he traps him in an old like cosmonaut helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a FIBA or something. And I thought it was funny because at the end, Perry slaps the helmet on him.
Yeah.
So when the moon rotates and takes the building with it, he's like sizing it up. It's like, where exactly do I put this so everything gets tipped over by the building? And so the building tips over the Innator and scoops up Doofenshmirtz just in time for Perry to plant that cosmonaut helmet on his head so he doesn't actually die when he's carried off into space.
Yeah, but he should have died before that.
What? Planning his demise? What do you mean?
Oh, okay, so we got Perry kind of eyeing the situation, you know, kind of this whole, you know, golf zen thing of, you know, picking up grasp and checking the wind, and Doofenshmirtz is like, what are you doing? Math with your fingers? What is that? Yeah.
What are you doing? The sideways finger.
Right. And we see the thing come up. As it comes up, right before Perry puts the helmet on him, Doof's head is hitting the bottom of the building as it comes up. So technically, yeah, the rotating building killed Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
curse you, giant flying building! What's funny is, apparently somewhere along the way in all this, he got a hold of a third grade science book. He goes, oh, I see what the problem is. I should have rotated the sun.
Bonka.
He's like, I don't think rotating the sun's gonna help either.
It's
still not gonna work. Now, if he rotated the moon on the other side, if he got the moon to be on the other side of the planet, that might help.
Doofenshmirtz and science do not mix.
Well, it's odd that he's an evil scientist, but basic science eludes him. It's kind of like Trump.
No. This is a cartoon podcast.
We understand basic concepts.
This is a cartoon podcast that, yes, The Simpsons did predict Donald J. Trump would be president back in the year 2000, and 17 years or 16 years later, that has happened. But
it was a cartoon. That's right.
Yeah, and this is a cartoon show, so please, no Trump. No politics.
All right, well, I didn't say if it was good or bad. I'm not exposing my political leanings. I'm just saying. I would give this episode a solid 5. I like it a lot. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Albert is a better character than Irving. Just because he has sweet ninja moves. He's got the nunchucks, and he's not afraid to use them. And before any little kids get the bright idea of trying to use nunchucks, he actually brains himself right in front of Candace. I kind of feel bad, too, because he was able to whip those around both sides. He was going lateral underneath. He's doing really good.
Only fictional character. The only fictional character I take nunchuck lessons from is Michelangelo.
A fellow
chucker, eh?
That's right.
Keep practicing. Good old Robbie Wrist.
I still can't do that either. Yeah. I was trained by ninjas, and I still can't do that move.
Oh, God.
But yeah, definitely a five. What do you think?
Oh, five. Absolutely. This episode was so fun.
I honestly was not expecting much from this episode.
Yeah.
But when at first I was like, oh, God, it's Albert and Irving again. But then it was the self-constructing building.
Yeah.
And I love, even when the kids were much younger and we used to watch this a lot, and that particular scene with the floor after floor, it came on the Disney Channel all the time.
Yeah.
And like commercials would play. I just really like that song. I like this episode. It made me happy, like physically filled me with warmth when it came on, and I was like, oh, this is that episode.
There you go.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice feeling.
Absolutely. All right, we are gonna take a quick break. Come back to close the show after this.
So good of you to volunteer for my cause. Since the cost of evil went up, my alimony checks barely cover my overhead. So I've come up with a brilliant idea. The Telethon of Evil! With lights and a camera and a tote board. Look, people will call in and send me money. You can help man the phones. I had trouble finding a station that would put it on, so I invented this! The Preemptinator. With this machine, I can preempt all the other TV programs. As soon as I can figure out if I plug in the red wire or the green wire.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but gonna find chaps our size.
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com and be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
So, let's review. We've learned the principle of blarf. Be living, always really focused.
That makes me want to blarf.
And see, it is already working.
Now we will learn another step to the secret of success. Narg. Never abandon realizing your goal.
Isn't that Nary G?
Please hold all questions till the end. Thank you. Okay, now can you see how narging could help you become President of the United States?
Yes, I can.
And you... do you have a goal that you never want to stop realizing?
Well, yeah, I've wanted to bust my brothers all summer.
And have you used these steps?
Believe me, I blarfed and narged plenty. I've gotten nowhere.
Well, I'm going to tell you the final step to breaking your old ineffectual patterns right after the break. So don't you go anywhere!
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Rec, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekcastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
Glad to have you on board, Irving. You can pick up your hard hat right over there next to Perry. Hey, where's Perry?
Morning, Agent Key. It appears that Doofenshmirtz has been brushing up on his astronomy. He rented an award-winning astronomical musical, Supernova Fabulous Nova. We don't know what it means, so we need you to get over there unrealistically fast. Good luck, Agent P. Agent P?
Doofenshmirtz 4 seconds later.
Oh, Perry the Platypus. Why do you rush over here just to get trapped? It makes no sense.
You like that? It's a space helmet. I got a bunch of them used. They still smell like astronauts. I think that's what that is.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film. Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Camera one is in position and activated. As soon as the other 16 cameras are in place, we can render the whole takedown in three dimensions, and busting your brothers will be as simple as a quadratic equation.
For a nerd, you rock.
Albert and Candace and spy cameras? So that's your game.
Hey, Phineas! How are we gonna know when to stop building?
I guess we'll just know when we get there.
We're there.
That's one small step for Ferb, one giant building for Danville.
So, your father's an exterminator?
No. Why do you ask?
No reason.
No, sit back and watch the magic unfold.
Not much of a nerd, are ya?
Hey everyone, this is the Music Man 08, one of the co-hosts of Beyond the Night with TFG1 Mike. Would you like to hear Variety? Would you like to hear it out of the clear blue sky? If you've said yes to both these questions, then head on over to www.sky106.net and why don't you check out the schedule to find out when your favorite DJs are on. You may also fill out an application, follow us on Twitter, send us feedback, and tune in with your media player of choice. You may also add us to Skype. That website, again, is www.sky106.net, where everything is out of the clear blue sky.
Someone has purloined our cameras.
Hey, Albert! Looking for these?
Irving! You bring those cameras back down here right this instant!
Why don't you come up here and endeavor to reclaim them?
We shall!
Actually, I don't do high places.
I shall!
A little creative whimsy from the minds of Phineas and Ferb. And you want to bust them.
I do if you like them.
Hey, Albert. Enjoyed the monorail?
Yeah, well, I was in the neighborhood and I... Oh, my gosh!
This is our chess floor. And up here, we have the medieval Renaissance Fair floor.
Huzzah!
And the new in box action figure floor, the M.C. Escher floor. And this is the... Oh, that's right, we sublet this floor.
That was a mistake.
So what are you doing after work?
The rubber ball floor, the barnyard floor, the studio audience floor. And of course, there are hundreds of other floors to see, but we'll need to get you fitted for a pressure suit first.
Thanks, guys.
So, what did you think?
I think you're right. Phineas and Ferb are certifiable geniuses.
So does that mean you're going to stop helping Candace?
I gave her my nerd word.
You gave her your nerd word? But now you've only got two left.
Well, that's on me. And it's on me to see that Phineas and Ferb are busted. And so they shall. Abby.
Did you get the cameras?
No, but don't worry. I've done the math. There's no way your brothers won't be busted. Numbers don't lie. This building is so well constructed, there is no force on Earth that could move it before your mom comes home.
So we are back here on day 56 of Phineas and Ferb. We have... 3 days left for episodes, and then day 60 is the season 3 recap.
Wow.
So season 2 is almost done. Oh. And then it's going to take us another 6 months to get season 3 and season 4 done. I like making you people wait, because nobody's given us iTunes reviews, you bastards.
That's right. Pick up the pace here, people, and maybe get another episode. If you're lucky.
Exactly, if you're lucky.
We're feeling generous.
Yeah. Perhaps.
I ask for nothing. You shall receive it.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're asking for money here. I mean, if you're an Apple user and if you're in the U.S., even if you're a Windows user and you're in the United States, you go onto iTunes. If you've listened to this podcast, you could leave, you know, two or three nice little things. Hell, you could even leave a bad review. I don't care. Bad reviews don't piss me off as much as they used to 10 years ago. You know, so... Give us something. I'm taking the John Cena approach. any noise is better than silence. So, you know.
Right. Our review is going to say Blanchard and Wilson butcher the wiki every chance they get as they read directly from the internet.
I
not any value whatsoever. And I'm good with that. I'm happy with that. Just put down words. I wouldn't be good with that.
I only read word for word the actual plot description, the very top plot description of each article. I reference various things that are in the article later, but I'm not, unless you ask me what does the wiki say, I'm not actively, you know, so we're giving our own thoughts.
You're lucky that I'm happy to ramble while you look shit up on the internet. That's I'm more than happy to rub my mouth.
Who are you kidding? I mean, yeah. We'd be here for 4 hours with you and your offbeat stories.
It's true.
You know.
I think these are lessons we've learned from earlier podcasts. You know,
absolutely. That we can now incorporate into this one to show
reviews for half an hour's worth of Transformers.
Well, and as I said in the very beginning of this podcast, I'm not expecting these, unless we double up and do 4 cartoons in one podcast, I'm not expecting these episodes that we just have one 22-minute, 30-minute cartoon episode with 2 11-minute cartoons in it. I'm not expecting them to go more than 45 minutes. If they go more than 45 minutes, even with any additional audio I put in, there's something wrong.
We're doing something wrong. And honestly, if it comes down to that, just feel free to delete my inane ramblings. Because that's basically what it comes
But that's
to.
What makes the show so fun.
Does it? Because there's nobody commenting and saying.
I know. Well, there's plenty of people commenting on the website. There's nobody leaving us stuff in iTunes.
Yeah.
You bastards.
All right, fine.
No more podcasts for you.
No more podcasts for you.
Thank you for joining us here on Falca. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, Geekcast Radio, comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. No podcast for you until you leave us iTunes reviews. Follow us on Twitter. I am at...
That'll be our excuse to not deliver season 3 for another 6 months.
I know, right?
Got the review. Yeah. 2 years later.
Exactly.
Oh, it's about time. I'll have to write a review so we can get to season 3.
Yeah, we'll record season 3, but you people aren't getting it until... follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
Pecan CT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed the episode of Palka today and wish you'll join us tomorrow when we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next episode of Phineas and Ferb, which includes Split Personality and Brain Drain. Must be a zombie episode. For now, TF2 and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Oh, I bet you had something to do with this. Didn't you, Barry the Platypus? You're always messing me up. You're just mean. Mean Barry the Platypus. Born mean, that's all. Wait, what are you doing? Making magic fingers at me? Are you even listening to me? Wait, you know this isn't big enough to trap me. Curse you, giant flying building!
Oh, I get it. I think I get it. The light from the moon is just a reflection from the light from the sun. Ugh, Doomkopf. I should have rotated the sun.